work in the restaurant to stay home with the baby. She was a very good mother. When the baby was just 1 year old, it got a cold. This cold got worse. Then it went into the baby's lungs. It kept coughing and sweating. And then it died. After this, Constancia changed. She didn't go back to work in the restaurant. She missed the baby very much. Instead of hearing the baby's voice, she turned on the TV and let it talk all day long. When she watched, her eyes didn't move. Her face was like one of the statues in church. 1 year later, we had another baby. This time a boy. We named him Raul. This time Constancia was different. Instead of laughing and smiling at the baby, she was worried all the time. She was afraid he would get sick, like the first baby. Raul learned how to crawl and started putting everything in his mouth. Every day, Constancia would mop the floor and vacuum the rug. She bought a special spray to kill germs. She sprayed it on his toys and the TV and the furniture. In summer, red dust falls on Miami. People say it's from the desert in Africa, that the wind blows it across the ocean. Constancia was afraid it would bring bad diseases. She went to a botanica and bought special candles and statues of saints and prayers to hang over Raul's crib. When Raul was 4, Constancia's grandmother and grandfather came from Puerto Rico to live in our house. All day, the grandfather played dominoes in our kitchen